Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Florida overtook New York in the number of coronavirus cases over the weekend and is now second to California. So some officials in the state of Florida are looking at more creative ways to reach out to the younger generation who've been making up a bigger share of new infections than they were before. For member station WLRN in Miami, Veronica Zaragovia reports.
Carol Biggs had been hoping she would get a break this summer from dealing with the pandemic. She is the chief nursing officer at Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami. And with more younger people falling ill to the virus, her message to them is direct.
My message is, we're here for you, so please wear a mask for us. Definitely.
Her hospital is part of Florida's largest public health system.
They're young, healthy, they work out every day, some are vegans. And we have had people that have progressed, young people that not done well, and we see it around the country, around the world. So no one is immune, regardless of age. You know, now you're seeing it in children.
Her colleague, Dr. David de la Cerda, the hospital's ICU medical director, says young people need to get the message about how dangerous COVID-19 is.
They can die from COVID-19. So the whole idea that the old people with a lot of medical diseases die, that's not true. We see young people with no medical issues dying.
28-year-old Jasmine Padron of Miami Gardens says the early focus on older people left younger people feeling less at risk.
I feel like a lot of people within my age group are not really taking it seriously, since at the beginning of the pandemic, it kind of sounded like it only affected old people. So I feel like they just act like, I'm young, I don't have a problem with that.
Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber has been trying to reach young people. He recently posted this video.
My college-age daughters, Sophie and Hannah, recently informed me that I might not be the best messenger to deliver that admonishment to younger people who currently seem to be spreading the virus disproportionately. Here is a key message from one of our residents who is slightly more current.
Shout out to Miami Beach Mayor's Committee for COVID Recovery. This is DJ Khaled, and I want to talk to the young world, and I want to talk to everybody. It doesn't matter what age you are. This is very serious. We have to wear our masks.
Mayor Gelber tapped DJ Khaled, the popular hip-hop artist, to get that message out to young people, because who delivers the message is important. That's according to Justin Guest, a professor at George Mason University in Virginia and author of Mass Appeal, Communicating Policy Ideas in Multiple Media.
So imagine if some of Florida's most famous celebrities, you know, most iconic individuals were actually featured all over on poster art and billboards wearing masks, right? That sets a norm, and that picture, as they say, is worth many more words than any kind of op-ed that Gloria Estefan or J-Lo could possibly be writing. So there are so many creative ways to communicate your ideas, especially one as simplistic as, can you please wear a mask?
Where those messages appear is also important, says Dr. Jay Butler. He specializes in infectious diseases at the CDC.
The tools that can be used include social media. We're exploring TikTok tools. PSAs are a bit older, but that is something that in the right media can help to reach younger people as well.
I don't really turn on the news.
This is Isabel Bradshaw. She is 23 and just finished nursing school.
My mom turns it on, so I hear a little bit of that, but I don't. That's not my main focus of media. It's actually like Instagram.
She says she follows the CDC on Instagram and reads their COVID-related content. Whether you use Instagram, TikTok, the app for one-minute videos, or cable television to get your information, what the message says is still key, says Kathleen Hall Jamison, who directs the Annenberg Public Policy Center of the University of Pennsylvania. Jamison says COVID messaging should avoid words people don't usually use and should do a better job of explaining the science beyond words like asymptomatic.
So the thing we have not taught the public to the extent that we ought to is what we mean when we say asymptomatic transmission. So Even if you don't have any symptoms, you might still have COVID.
And spread the disease. Jameson says that information needs to be included in mask messaging. And the message, she says, shouldn't be mixed. At the beginning of the pandemic, Hall reminds us experts didn't recommend the public wear masks, but preserve them for healthcare workers.
So science's message is always going to be one that is updating when you're confronting something that is brand new.
Which highlights another communications challenge. How to handle a changing message in a quickly evolving pandemic. For Here and Now, I'm Veronica Saragovia in Miami.